maybe as if you're preparing and setting up a meal for someone beloved to you. Or maybe like a bird with a nest. Preparing so that the ground and the body match well enough. Where there is support, noticing if the body feels that. Or not. And perhaps if there's somewhere where there is support that the body feels, noticing and enjoying how that is. If there's a kind of softening or lengthening or gathering, heaviness, lightness, both. And innocence, perhaps. That comes into a foot or a leg that has support and feels support. And if there's somewhere in the body that feels not support, it's having to hold itself up. It's tense to find balance. Is there some way that is handy that you could bring support? And even if you want to be done with setting up and get on with meditation, let this be part of the way we meditate. Arriving and letting the body feel into the ground, melt, soften, come home a little bit. And then maybe after a while it becomes clear that you do need to shift a cushion or fold a cushion or remove a cushion. And you could have permission. Gently and without embarrassment. As part of the way we meditate, settling in at the beginning. Stage by stage, arriving, gravity, softly arriving. The center of gravity may shift as we arrive and may call for a little bit different support. So feel welcome. to make an adjustment or to, at the beginning, step by step, towards the possibility of being in a kind of nest and position that's comfortable enough, good enough, that maybe it could be possible to enjoy stillness. Until the bell rings. Allowing the more habit muscles and surface muscles to release, to be off duty. Letting ideas also be falling as if with gravity to the ground. Falling into place, contact with the ground, the body heavy. And with the kind of heavy falling into place, sometimes after a while there might also feel like some lightness or openness. And then maybe we can also be even more heavy. And then there might be even more softness, openness, spaciousness, along with falling into place, heavy body, heavy mind. Sometimes it can kind of work to imagine or feel the thoughts being pulled by gravity to the ground. You can't quite pick up thinking so easily. Falling into this place. Softening in the head, especially the front of the body, perhaps. Whatever is not needed, whatever is extra, of holding in the shoulders, the heart and chest, face, eyes, brain, falling into place. allowed to let go, allowed to be falling. Ideas that come and can be noticed of what you think you are falling. Should not, can also be falling with their own heaviness into the ground. And feeling if you want to be with sounds or somewhere in the body or both as a couple of options, or connecting with whatever is most juicy for you, direct and alive. But there could be sounds, a soundscape, sound environment, like a field of vibration that you're in, inside, part of. And within the soundscape, sound environment, field of vibrations, perhaps the whole body, as if the sensations are another kind of sound or vibration or frequency. With the waves of breath reaching everywhere they reach, as it is. And within your body, is there somewhere kind of like a special place that's possible and good to connect with? A special, nothing special kind of place. Maybe the back or the lower belly, for example. Let's say you're allowing sound to be present as a kind of spacious field of vibration. Within that, the whole body and maybe even a little bit of a sense of the space around you in all directions. Body, a cloud of sensations, cool, warm, flickering, heavy, light sensations, textures. Thoughts pick up, and maybe you can feel something in your body that goes with that thinking. and then giving it back to gravity, falling into place, into the ground, if possible. The thinking that comes up or is up, we could just let it have a warm welcome to sleep like children on the ground. And many times the thoughts will not want to go to bed. And that's okay. Within the whole sphere of sensations of body, maybe somewhere more specific, but loosely felt, with just a little bit of interest, lightly felt, that you have a back, for example. If thoughts are really busy, sometimes just feeling if there's an emotion behind the thinking, and maybe not even naming the emotion, just feeling that energy in your body, if possible. Or hearing the quality of the voice, if there's a voice in the thinking. Or if it's more image, is there some kind of texture to the image? Briefly acknowledging how that thinking is experienced. If possible, in your body. In sensation, briefly, for a short while, and then coming back, falling back to your resting place. Sweetly, like a good friend who's so happy you've come home again. Even if it's just for a second. So happy. And sometimes and gradually it can become more possible to have a sense of partly staying home, even while your thinking goes wild. You can kind of let it go wild without you. Way out there, way up there, way over there. And inside here, sweetly falling into place, welcomed. Anytime you come back, even for a half second. As if something's so glad you're here. The way you might be glad for a butterfly to land on a finger. Even for half a second. So glad you're here. and the interference, frustration, excitement, whatever it is, whatever interference, feeling how it is experienced briefly, coming back home, falling softly home. Gravity. Field of aliveness, vibrations of sound and body, and presence. Falling into place, whole within wholeness. And if you notice a particular state of mind that keeps coming, or if you're curious just now to discover what state of mind is happening, knowing always there is a state of mind, it comes with being human. The human instrument plays these many specific notes. Not looking for trouble, noticing what is happening. If there's a quality of silence, a vibration of happiness, a chime of harmony, letting that be felt as it is. If there's some humor, enjoying how that feels, how it is experienced. And also noticing how easily attention will go to what is difficult and painful. So part of the practice perhaps can be deliberately, with intention, if there's a lot of difficulty right now, first remembering a time of feeling good, maybe gratefulness, laughter, or peace, for example, how it felt in your body and mind. Silky or warm, light, heavy, expanding, gathering, or sometimes both. Not surprising if the more pleasant mind state is harder to feel. If it's hard to get a sense of how gratefulness is experienced, or joy, or stillness, for freedom. But maybe exploring a favorite one or a simple one, one good state of mind that you like, and how it feels. Where you feel sensations and what those sensations are like. What goes into this experience that feels good, that you like? Even if it's something you're remembering, and even if you're more trying to remember. So with patience, practicing what we haven't practiced much. And then perhaps noticing if there's something difficult in the mind or mind state. Or if you want to play with remembering a not very difficult moment, something not overwhelming, a small disappointment or anger or fear, insecurity, etc. So if you find some friction or heaviness or stuckness or disconnection just now, feeling into it briefly, not letting it get overwhelming. Lightly, as if you've just picked up a stick or a shell with curious fingers. What is the shape and texture of this experience that is so human and so shared? Perhaps feeling that it has energy. There is some aliveness in there, perhaps. Even in maybe a stuckness, even maybe in numbness, not feeling, feeling blank. Perhaps there is some aliveness there. Getting to know if there's a shape, size, volume, weight, movement, the pattern of tension. And then perhaps letting it go and with intention returning to a good, enjoyable place in the body or mind state for a while, if possible, or dropping it all away and coming back to soundscape, gravity, whole body and back or belly. Falling into place. Sounds coming. sounds being heard already. And if and when there's a very insistent, so continuing, difficult mind state, from time to time, it could be helpful sometimes to visit and feel the texture and shape and so on, briefly for a while. Perhaps like visiting a landscape or meeting a deer in the forest or a hurt child or animal. And then after a while, perhaps as if we could lay that shape down on the ground to rest for a while. Let life have it for a while. Let it rest more in the background again. Life's energy and back of the body or lower belly, within the body, within the soundscape. Or perhaps revisiting a good feeling state of mind first and soaking in that for a while, like a bath or a waterfall. The lift of joy. The hug and expansiveness maybe of feeling loved or loving or being love. The breeze of freedom, like a small wind. Falling inside your experience, inside your life, this life that is given. Welcome in your ground. As you are. Staying a while with how the good feeling mind state is felt and experienced, or with bodyscape, soundscape. Body sensations, maybe of the back or belly, within the whole body, within the space around you, within your own presence. Being received. Welcome as you are. Welcoming as you are. Back breathing. if and when the mind continues to be wild, perhaps it's helpful to check if there's a judgment and rejection of the way the mind is acting. Feeling the judgment in the body briefly, recognizing the mind is not our car that we just drive. It's a life stream we can discover within. And perhaps sometimes we can bring some influence, for example, a longer out-breath for a while. If you're boiling, or feeling the left side of your body while you breathe, as if breathing in the left side of your body, in and out. Including feet, perhaps. But noticing when there's an expectation to control, or a feeling that you should be in control, feeling that control feeling in your body, in your experience. How has it felt? And letting that be just one more feeling and experience, like one more leaf on the tree. Not the boss, not the president. And the back body. The airiness of the breath. The heaviness, the home. May there be peace, inner and outer. May our practice and lives be devoted to what is precious and important towards awakening for all, including ourselves. So we have some time now if anyone would like to share or ask something to clarify or can't quite hear you. She's saying it seems like thoughts are not really necessary. Life happens anyway. And thought happens anyway. And when attention is not, she did like this, like looking at the thoughts or believing the thoughts, I think you said, then happiness is already there or here. And the thoughts just telling a story of how to get happy. Or telling a story of who I am, or about the world, blah, 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 blah. But the happiness and the space is here already. So how to make it be. Any other way of finding that question? And another from the space and happiness? When there's connection with the space, thoughts can come and go. When the connection is lost, the space, and she went like this, covers shut down. To whom? I I think maybe if we go back and stay really experiential, it makes sense that we would assume that happiness is already here. Because when I'm available to space and happiness, it's always already here. I don't have to make it up. I don't have to implant it. I don't have to pretend, fake it till I make it. I land in it. I discover it. It's a discovery. But when I'm not available to it, we don't know. So it seems like it's there. But in our experience, it's an assumption that it's there when I'm not feeling it. For the me. So going a little more slowly and experientially, that might help understand the place of the me in our experience of space and happiness. And maybe also playing with even the word spaciousness or space or vastness. So that's like a lot of space. We don't know if it has an end. Sometimes in a guided meditation or just in a talk or whatever, I like to share a feeling I have sometimes of when I see the night sky, when it's visible, all that darkness and all those spots of light. I feel small and big. And I feel, excuse me, happily small within participant in happily large. So kind of befriending space, befriending the possibility that spaciousness is what we really are somehow. And then maybe coming from spaciousness or happiness, curious about the I, the me, the small one. And not only defining myself as the small one seeking space. And sometimes, coming home, ease, no demand. And then I lost the connection. But kind of coming home into spaciousness, and maybe sometimes literal experiences of spaciousness, like the night sky or the daytime sky, a cloud. And feeling how it lands in your system or organism or body, mind, or whatever we are. And through feeling that gathering of sensations that we could name as awe sometimes. What's awe in Hebrew? Yir'ah. Or? Ishtauk. I'm sure there are lots of other words that would also fit, but if you understand what I mean. So also staying really experiential and trusting it sounds like it feels good when you land in spaciousness and happiness. And she's nodding. Trusting, staying with how it is felt, how it is experienced to come home. And staying with enjoying that sort of unwinding. And just, it's very gradually coming to, what is my experience of my body there? What is my experience of what I really am here? And the tricky part is when I try to ask that question, then I'm kind of back in the small me. If I'm noticing something, I'm the noticer. But if we can stay in the kind of magic of a moment that happens, where it might be in the morning or evening and the light and the trees and you feel like there's a lot of air, or you feel a bit wider or more spacious. Enjoy coming home in a felt or experienced way, and trusting that the sensations of that, or the way you experience that, and staying close and gradually in detail, but not detail for the head, detail for the yumminess of it. I guess I'm saying to trust yumminess and staying, gradually staying. The staying power comes with friendliness and patience. Staying power with yumminess, wherever yumminess is for you. And staying with that, lots of things unwind. And I think the placement of the small, the sense of me, the one who's afraid, the one who hopes, can kind of take a place within, like small mind within big mind. So maybe connection and disconnection can also go on in their waves. And the placement of who I think I am, or what I think this is, can be, it's often a little bit more back and a little bit more wide. And also that it doesn't freak out when freaking out goes on. Which is all a practice over months and years. And then I think you were saying about how thinking seems to be pretty unnecessary. I think that when we're okay, even when we're okay and not okay and great and awful, and but something is of okayness is possible and not an insult. Because if I feel not okay, if there could be okayness, sometimes feels like a betrayal. But if there can be a sense of okayness and not okayness is allowed, is okay, is included. It doesn't kick me off the map, but it's actually part of what we share, not okayness. And so okayness with great, bad, okay, not okay. Over a long time, this can be more possible. Then we may be amazed at how the mind can help. Like what can come through us in thoughts and images and words that kind of come from nowhere, not like out of nowhere, but whoa, out of nowhere, marvelous, kind, imaginative in a way that serves life. So thank you for the Dharma talk. That was, now we don't have to have a Dharma talk later. That was my talk. Now it's done. I'd like to mention a little bit more about hand and arm positions for walking, standing, and then also that can be in sitting and lying down. So I'll try to move around enough that you can see me. Of course, the hands can just be free, if that's comfortable. And of course, you could hold a finger of the other hand, or more than one. And these are suggestions that I'll be giving mostly from a Japanese healing art called Jin Shin Jutsu, which is, Jin is human being, like person, and Shin is heart or God or spirit. So the combination of something like heart or spirit or God and a human being. And jutsu is like techniques, or I think of it as improvisation or play, like ways, like what helps us be form and formless, person and personal and impersonal in one life. So they say holding one finger takes care of 12,000 functions. The finger, the energies going through here are doing 12,000 things, and by simply holding it, we're helping that, they say. So then you can, like, okay, I'm doing enough now. Or the outer wrist can be helpful, especially if there's like a nervy feeling. It can be good. The elbows, one elbow, both. One elbow and the base of the rib cage, if that's comfortable. Pockets. The front hips can be really good. Or one hand, even if you don't have a pocket, if you're lying down, or you can, I won't do it because of the microphone, but if you wrap something around you, it makes a hammock that you can rest your hands in. And sometimes, if you're curious or desperate, there's a position that's been so helpful to me for, gosh, almost 30 years now, 28 years. One hand on the shoulder, skin to skin sticks better, so it's more relaxing usually, unless you're really sweaty, which could happen these days, so hot. And the other hand on the same side of your body on the front hip. So it's right in the bend of the body, the leg and the body, main body. Like between the pubic bone and the hip bone in there. And sometimes lying down on your back, it might be, it's not going to work, but it might be comfortable with the arm up. So I can't fully do it because of the microphone, but if that's comfortable, feel free. It's probably better to try that one outside the hall. In case it's not so comfortable after 10 minutes, it can be a lot for the shoulder. Or you can try putting a cushion there to give a little bit of support and lift. There are also a couple of hugs that can help. So you can play with it. And you might find, if you find your front body tends to get a bit closed, then having the hands behind you while you're walking or standing can be nice. Holding one or both of the elbows or the wrist, etc. And yesterday I ended up giving a lot of instructions on walking, and I want to just come back to the really basic, like, best instruction could be just walk. Just let your body walk. Or let the earth walk you. Or follow your feet. Any questions about walking? One thing I didn't mention yesterday is feel free to play with your speed. It's not always more meditative to go more slowly. So you don't need to pretend anything, like everybody is going really slowly. Uh-huh. But here, when everybody might be feeling free to go slowly, it can be fun to practice, because outside of a retreat, it does look rather strange. And you might not feel as free to be like really into the yumminess of the heel coming into the ground and the other foot starting to lift. And it's all, yeah. So feel free, but sometimes to go faster can be good, especially if you notice that you're trying to just observe, but you're actually trying to control. Yeah, so faster can be helpful. Feel free. Okay. Thank you.